get ready. We're going to take a deep dive into Florida LLCs today.
Sounds good.
We've got some excerpts here from an article called Benefits of an LLC in Florida.
Okay.
And, it's a gold mine of info if you're thinking of starting a business.
Yeah.
Or even if you're just curious about why Florida is such a hot spot for businesses these days. I mean,
right.
Over 2.8 million small businesses call Florida home. So.
Wow.
There's got to be something special going on down there, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's not just one thing, though. It's like a whole recipe of things that makes Florida so attractive to, especially new business owners.
So let's break it down. The article mentions right off the bat that there's no state income tax for individuals in Florida.
Yeah.
That's a big plus right there.
Yeah. It's a game changer, especially when you look at it with how LLCs are taxed. Because with LLCs, profits and losses, they're not taxed at the corporate level. They go straight to the owners on their individual tax returns. So you're not getting double taxed like you would with, a regular corporation. And that can really add up, especially in states with high income tax rates like California.
Yeah, 13.3% in California. That's
a lot.
That's a big chunk. So I think before we go any further, can you maybe explain this whole pass-through thing a little more?
Sure, sure.
Some of our listeners might not be super familiar with all the ins and outs of different business structures.
Of course. So you have different types of pass-through entities like sole proprietorships or partnerships, even S-Corp.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing they all have in common is that the business income counts as the owner's income when it comes to taxes.
Okay.
Now, an LLC, a limited liability company, it can choose how it gets taxed.
Oh, interesting.
It can be taxed like a partnership or even like an S-Corp if it meets certain conditions. So that gives you some flexibility,
So it's kind of like getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You get the liability protection of a corporation without the corporate taxes.
Exactly. Exactly. And speaking of liability protection, that's another huge benefit of forming an LLC in Florida.
Okay.
It really creates a wall between what you own personally and what the business is responsible for.
So like if your business, runs into trouble or gets sued even.
Right, right.
Your personal stuff, your house, your car.
Exactly.
It's protected.
It's protected. It's all about peace of mind when you're starting a business.
Peace of mind is a beautiful thing. But it's not just about that, right?
Yeah.
I've also heard that having an LLC makes you look more credible.
Oh, absolutely.
Like to investors, lenders, even potential partners.
You hit the nail on the head. Structuring your business as an LLC shows a level of professionalism that really resonates with people, especially those you want to do business with.
Like, put yourself in their shoes. Would you rather invest in or partner with a business that's taken the time to set up properly?
Right.
Or one that's just, winging it?
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. We actually have stats to back this up. Businesses structured as LLCs have a 25% higher loan approval rate.
Really?
And they're 50% more likely to attract partners. It shows that you're serious, you're in it for the long haul.
So it's not just about protecting yourself. It's also about setting yourself up for success, sending the right signals. But on a practical level, how hard is it to actually set up an LLC in Florida?
Oh, it's super easy.
Okay, good.
It's really straightforward, and importantly, it's affordable.
Okay.
It only costs $125 to register your LLC, and then the annual report fee is only $138.75.
That's not bad at all.
No, not bad at all. And their online system is really easy to use. You can do it all pretty quickly.
So simple, affordable, efficient.
Exactly.
Sounds like Florida's really got this figured out.
They've definitely created an environment that's great for starting a business.
But what about the flip side? Like, are there any downsides? Anything we should be aware of?
Well, you always want to look at both sides of the coin, right?
Oh.
And even though Florida has a lot going for it, there are a couple of things to keep in mind.
Clearly.
Like, no state income tax is great.
Yeah.
But Florida has other taxes, like sales tax and property tax.
Oh, right, right.
Which could affect your bottom line.
You got to look at the whole picture.
Exactly. And another thing is that Florida's legal system, it's strong when it comes to protecting LLCs.
Yeah.
But it can be complicated. It's probably a good idea to talk to a lawyer or financial advisor, especially when you're first starting out, just to make sure you're doing everything right.
So do your homework, get some expert advice.
Yeah.
Don't just assume that setting up an LLC in Florida is an automatic win.
Exactly. Be smart about it. Speaking of which, have you ever heard of the Oliveira v. Centro Familiar Cristiano case?
Hmm. The name sounds familiar, but remind me.
Oh, it was a really important case here in Florida that showed how strong the LLC protections are.
Okay.
Basically,